Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
It's prime time to be planting wheat for grain harvest next June. And John Fenderson with Bear Westbred says it's important that you calibrate your grain drill for the size seed you're planting.
I'll use our Westbred varieties for an example. Example, the WB4401 and WB4303 are really large seeded varieties. If you plant them at 60 pounds, you're probably not going to be happy because you're not going to have enough seed out there. In a good part of Oklahoma, I recommend 1 million seeds per acre go in the soil at optimum planting time. Westbred, we kind of pioneered a terminology called optimum seeding rate. And if I can spend $5 more on seed and plant a higher seeding rate and yet get an ROI of 3 or 4 to 1 by getting 4 or 5 bushels more per acre, that's money well spent.
Thanks, John. John Fenderson, Technical Product Manager for Bear Westbred. Learn more about the high-yielding wheat varieties with Westbred at westbred.com.
Well, each week, Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association's Michael Kelsey helps producers stay updated and informed with his weekly recaps on the organization's Facebook page. OCA held their first upcoming fall gathering this week, and Kelsey said medical marijuana is still a hot topic on producers' minds.
This is all new.
Sure.
And a lot of it is illegal. Mm-hmm. We know that.
Right.
There's no question about that. A lot of it is legal.
Mm-hmm.
There is a framework for legal marijuana. And we need to honor that because that was a state question that was passed by the people. But at the same time, there were a lot of unknowns in terms of regulatory authority, regulatory rule, those types of things that we do need to be working on. And as I told the Senate Interim Committee, I don't grow marijuana, so I don't know exactly what those regulations ought to be. I just know there needs to be some.
Sure.
And we've even heard that from folks who do.
Right.
And similar to if you run cattle in a feed yard, there's appropriate regulations, and the folks that need to be a part of making those are the folks that run the cattle in the feed yard.
Sure.
So the folks that are growing marijuana legally need to be a part of the process to create these regulations that are appropriate, such as waste management, water runoff, water
spraying.
Utility spraying, all those types of questions that we need to answer that really this industry just blew up so fast and so quickly that we just haven't had a chance to react. We're getting there. We're getting, and we're seeing, again, some great positive momentum. Director Barry, Director Anderson, and all their colleagues as they hire more inspectors, as they get out in the country more because they have more inspectors and so forth. We're headed the right direction. We're headed the right direction.
OCA also has their fall gatherings coming up.
Our fall gatherings are so enjoyable. We got 12 of them. We had one. We got 11 more coming up in November. I can't tell you how much I really enjoy getting out and talking to people, you know, and substance talk. Yes, how much rain did you get?
Sure.
How are the calves doing? But what's your thoughts? What's your outlook for this winter? What's the feed supplies? You know, how the cow's looking? Are you open in pregnancy rates? You know, all those types of things. What are your policy? What are you hearing on land prices? What do you know about trade? Are you hearing some negative things? Just really get the pulse, if you will. I mean, it's great to be at the Capitol, and we've got to be there during the legislative session, during the interim. But, boy, those Marble Halls, that's not where we grow food.
Sure.
And so getting out in the fall gatherings is just so enjoyable. And we had 130 plus last night at our first one. It was fantastic. And so we're really looking forward to that. Real busy, but that's what we do.
To find out when they're having a fall gathering near you, you can go to okcattleman.org and check on events. OCA membership is not required to attend, but they encourage everyone to RSVP so they know how many they're going to be feeding. You've got farm news on Ron. Grondike Ranch is having their big sale coming up October the 15th, 1 p.m. at the ranch north of Nash, Oklahoma. They'll be selling 225 home-raised springbred heifers developed to be problem-free, long-lasting, productive cows. Sale includes 110 Angus heifers, 77 black baldy heifers, and 47 red baldy heifers. More information, contact ranch manager Paul Kofsky at GrondikeRanch.com or watch the auction live at liveauctions.tv. It's the Grondike Ranch sale October the 15th, 1 p.m. in Nash, Oklahoma. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.